Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 25th. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08. The dew point is 16 degrees, and the current wind chill is 8 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A spring opening is planned for new apartments at a former Olathe library site. The old Indian Creek Library is being redeveloped into 255 apartments and 38 townhomes.
The first apartments are set to be delivered by the second quarter of this year. It will span 18 buildings on 17.4 acres at the northwest corner of Black Bob Road and Indian Creek Parkway. The library branch closed back in 2016. In 2018, the Olathe City Council agreed to issue as much as $53.9 million in industrial revenue bonds for the development. I'm Armetta Landrum.
In McPherson County, a woman was found dead in the backyard of a home, and an 18-year-old family member has been arrested. Officers were called to a home on Allen Street in Canton Monday afternoon and found the woman's body in the backyard. They've ruled her death a homicide and arrested an 18-year-old family member on suspicion of second-degree murder. Formal charges are pending. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly outlined her top priorities for 2023 in the annual State of the State address on Tuesday. One of the top items on the governor's list is tax relief, as she pushed her Axing Your Taxes plan, which would account for $500 million in tax cuts over the next 3 years. One of the highlights of her plan includes getting rid of the state's food tax this year. It's an issue she pushed for last year, but it was met with scrutiny by some Republicans who argued in favor of spending cautiously. Lawmakers negotiated a gradual reduction last year, which dropped the state sales tax on food from 6.5% to 4% as of January 1st. However, Governor Kelly's plan would eliminate the tax by this summer. In an interview with Kansas Capitol Bureau, Speaker of the Kansas House, Dan Hawkins, says it's likely that lawmakers will take action on the food tax this year, but it's unclear what the legislation would look like. The governor is also planning to take a step toward marijuana reform, calling on lawmakers to legalize medical marijuana this year, saying that in 39 other states, Americans with chronic pain, seizure disorders, and PTSD can access medical marijuana to relieve their suffering. But despite the fact that a very clear majority of physicians believe medical marijuana should be part of a comprehensive pain management and palliative care plan, it's still illegal here in Kansas. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle met during the interim to work on a medical marijuana bill, and Senator Rob Olson of Olathe is spearheading efforts to create a final draft, which he said is expected to be introduced in the Senate. Some Republican leaders and state officials have spoken against legalizing marijuana in the past, citing potential issues with enforcing the legislation, and while the bill is likely to gain support in the House, it could face roadblocks in the Senate. Republican Senate President Ty Masterson has said the issue is not a legislative priority. Governor Kelly also continues to push for Medicaid expansion, despite pushback from Republicans in the past. A new bill is being introduced in Kansas that would give parents the ability to safely surrender a baby to a safe haven baby box if they're not in the position to take care of the child. The legislation is already passed in Missouri, and boxes have already been installed in 8 other states. A baby box is a drop box located at emergency services or fire stations that allows someone to legally surrender a newborn. The proposed bill would require the box to be temperature controlled, locked, and signal an alarm. Children must be younger than 60 days old, and parents would avoid any penalties and charges for using the box. As it currently stands, parents surrendering a child in Kansas must hand the child to fire departments or emergency service professionals. The Safe Haven Baby Box was first installed in Indiana in 2016, and since the first installation, over 120 babies have been surrendered in the United States, and there are currently 134 boxes across the country. As the proposal reaches Kansas, the House Committee on Child Welfare and Foster Care posed questions for and against the baby boxes on Monday, January 23rd. Kansas is still in the early stages of the bill proposal, and a vote is expected in the future. Provisions in a proposed legislation would adopt a no-questions-asked policy regarding vaccine exemptions for children attending daycare facilities and could fine centers for turning them away, as, in part, that's what Senate Bill 20 proposes for Kansas child care centers, stating the legislation is geared toward prohibiting an inquiry into the sincerity of a request for an exemption from vaccine requirements. With the provision, a child can attend a Kansas daycare facility claiming an exemption to vaccine requirements, and providers would be required to accept the exemption without questioning the validity. Republican Senators Mark Steffen and Mike Thompson introduced the bill in the Committee for Public Health and Welfare. Some Kansas child advocates say the current system is working and doesn't need to change. They said the worry that if the bill passes and providers see an influx of unvaccinated children, the effects would be swift. However, the bill does state all children should follow the vaccination requirements the state deems necessary, and directly underneath that statute, it describes exactly how the requirements are exempted. The bill would also apply to elementary, secondary, and post-secondary schools in Kansas, and facilities that refuse an exemption could face a $25,000 fine. In Nebraska news, two Pennsylvanians were arrested on Monday after troopers found over 300 pounds of marijuana in their car near Sidney. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, at around 3:50 p.m., a trooper pulled over a speeding vehicle on a road just south of Dix. And when the trooper smelled marijuana, they began a search of the vehicle. Inside, troopers found 312 pounds of marijuana, and they also found that the driver, 19-year-old Noah Ropon, had a fake driver's license. Ropon and the passenger, 20-year-old Anthony George, were arrested on suspicion of possessing marijuana over 1 pound and possession with intent to deliver. The patrol said that Ropon was also cited on suspicion of criminal impersonation, and both were taken to the Kimball County Jail. A bill introduced in the Nebraska legislature would allow motorcycle riders to forego a helmet. All of Nebraska's surrounding states have similar laws, which allow riders over a set age limit to decide when to wear a helmet. Senator Ben Hansen of Blair said the bill would require all motorcycle riders to wear eye protection or have a windshield on the front of their motorcycle. But if they take a safety training course, anyone 21 or older could remove their helmet. Right now, Nebraska law requires all riders to wear a helmet at all times. Opponents of the bill say it should stay that way. Brian Ortner, a member of the Highway Safety Coalition, said they want people to be safe on the roads, and helmets are a sure way to decrease the number of brain injuries and fatalities on the road and to keep drivers safe. He said motorcycle helmets, when you look at the numbers, reduces head injury by 69% and lowers the risk of death by 42%. He added that saving one life seems to be an easy equation to make it all worth it, and helmets can save families from dealing with the severe injury or death of a loved one. Hansen said helmets do help, but he wants to give riders the freedom to make their own choice, saying it won't affect other drivers. And Hansen said the safety training would be beneficial to the drivers. He said the eye protection and windshields will protect other drivers on the road by keeping bugs and other debris out of motorcyclists' eyes, which will prevent them from endangering others on the road. The bill was to be discussed in a committee hearing open to the public. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack seal project is scheduled to begin today, January 25th, on N-17. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 0 to Reference Post 7 south of Culbertson near the Nebraska state line. The work is anticipated to take 10 days, and the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
This January, the American Red Cross and Pro Football Hall of Famer and blood donor Peyton Manning are asking people to score big for patients in need while getting a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona by giving blood. The start of the new year marks National Blood Donor Month, a time to celebrate those who generously roll up a sleeve to keep blood products stocked for hospitals providing critical care. As the busy holiday season ends and the threat of severe winter weather and seasonal illnesses cases continue to rise, January can be a tough time for donors to make and keep appointments. You can step off the sidelines now and resolve to donate blood by visiting redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule a time to give. In partnership with the National Football League, those who come to give blood platelets, blood or plasma January 1st to the 31st will be automatically entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona, including access to day of, in-stadium pregame activities, tickets to the official Super Bowl experience, round-trip airfare to Phoenix, three-night hotel accommodations, and a $500 gift card for expenses. To lead the offense against a potential winter blood shortage, Manning invites the public to join him in helping to save lives, saying that if everyone does their part and we can collectively commit to donating blood, we can stack up more wins for hospital patients who are counting on us. He said a single individual is certainly impactful, but a whole team of people coming together to donate has an even greater effect. There is an upcoming donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, January 31st at the Norton Correctional Facility on East Highway 36 and Highway 67 from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Fort Hays State University's first Science Cafe for the spring 2023 semester is set for Monday, January 30th, and this month's presentation, Engaging Students with Earth Systems Remotely Using 360 Videos, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. Matthew Clay, the assistant professor of teacher education, will discuss research and field work exploring how 360 videos can be used to create equitable experiences for students. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be made by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. Governor Kelly proclaimed January as Radon Action Month in Kansas, and through a partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Kansans are urged to protect their families by testing their homes, schools, and work sites for radon to minimize long-term health risks. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States and the first in people who have never smoked. The only way to know if you have elevated levels of radon in your home is to test. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that can emanate from soil and become a health hazard when concentrated inside a home, school, business, or other structure. And according to the Environmental Protection Agency, it's estimated that indoor radon contributes to 21,000 lung cancer deaths in the United States each year. Exposure causes no immediate symptoms and often goes unrecognized until serious health complications arise. More than one in four homes across Kansas have high radon levels, and DeSoto, Eudora, Gardner, Junction City, Lawrence, Manhattan, Olathe, Salina, and Topeka have building codes that require new homes to be built using radon-resistant techniques, and more counties in Kansas have adopted the modification to their building codes. Inexpensive rate on test kits available at local hardware and builder supply stores and at your Kansas County Extension office can reveal the amount of radon in any building, as the only way to know if radon has entered your home or building is to test for it. Those with high levels can usually be fixed with simple and affordable venting techniques, and homeowners should talk with a certified radon contractor if high levels are detected. A list of certified radon contractors is available by calling the Kansas Radon Hotline at 800-693-5343. And more information about radon can be found at kansasradonprogram.org and epa.gov/radon. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburger on a bun, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be steak strips, gravy, bread, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny with the high near 31 and blustery with a northwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of flurries with a slight chance of snow showers before 4 a.m. and then a chance of flurries between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 18 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 35, and on Thursday night, some increasing clouds with a low around 22 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with weather forecast on Friday. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 39 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of snow after noon. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 32. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of snow. Should be cloudy with a high near 13. On Monday, a 20% chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 12. And on Tuesday, a 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 16. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08. The dew point is 16 degrees, and the current wind chill is 8 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167. For all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals are set to clash in the AFC Championship game, with the winner going to the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday afternoon. And for the Chiefs, they've lost three straight to the Bengals, in part because of inability to get home rushing the passer. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the importance of getting to Joe Burrow and sacking him in this game.
If I had to point to one number and say this is the number that's going to tell me who won this game, I think it's going to be the number of times that Joe Burrow goes down. For whatever reason, everybody else around the league seems to be able to get Joe Burrow and put him on the ground pretty great regularity. The only team that can't do it is the Chiefs, and we've seen what happens. I mean, that has been the difference in all of these three games. As close as they have been, it's been the Chiefs' inability to get to Joe Burrow and put him on the ground. To me, if we're looking at the facts of Joe Burrow on Sunday and the Chiefs don't get there and they don't get him on the ground, Chiefs have lost this game. If they get to him and there's four or five sacks, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win this.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination. Our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Bread Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start with your weather forecast.
Good morning. Our winter weather advisory across eastern Kansas will be coming to an end around 9 a.m. This upper-level low responsible for the snow is tracked a little bit further east, so that will bring an end to the snow a little earlier here this morning. As we go throughout the day, temperatures are going to be colder. It will be a bit breezy at times. We'll fall into the 20s and teens tonight. We'll see a strong cold front that comes through later Saturday into Sunday that may bring with it some light snow, not much in the way of accumulation, and our next storm system will be knocking on the door by the middle of next week. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of flurries in northwestern Kansas, our high in the low 30s. North central Kansas, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the upper 20s. Flurries tonight. Falling temperatures today in northeast Kansas as snow comes to an end. Our low tonight in the teens. In southwestern Kansas, cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. In south-central Kansas, snow ends with a high in the upper 30s. And snow will continue this morning in southeast Kansas with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets repeating the patterns from Tuesday, with corn and wheat trading higher while soybeans are lower. March corn up a couple pennies at 679, May up a couple pennies, 677 and a quarter, and December's up one and a quarter, 592 and a half. March soybeans down 7 3/4 at 1480 and 3/4, May down 8 at 1478 and a half, November down 6 1/4, 1331 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat March up 12 and a half at 846 and a quarter, May up 11 1/4 at 839 3/4, July up 10 1/4 at 832 1/2. Chicago wheat March up 9 3/4 at 744 1/4, May up 8 3/4 at 751, July up 9 1/4, 753 3/4. Dow futures down 203 points, dollar index up 13 cents. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your local Zumatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zumatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zumatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Listen up to see how easily scammers can defraud senior citizens.
Hello?
I'm Steve from your bank. We've had a security breach.
Oh my.
So I'm calling to make sure your account hasn't been compromised in any way.
Thank you.
If you kindly read your credit card number and expiration.
Smooth talking.